Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of June at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of BDO about whether AI is damaging the so-called milk round for graduate jobs. And we'll be looking at a mega merger in the legal sector and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. CNBC reports that the Office of the US Trade Representative has proposed additional tariffs of up to 12.5% on imports from 60 economies over their failure to ban goods made by forced labor in a sweeping action that would hurt most trading partners, including China and the EU. The determination made under Section 301 of the Trade Act found that all 60 countries have failed to impose or effectively enforce a prohibition on forced labor-related imports, creating what it called an unlevel playing field for American workers. USTR has proposed a 10% duty for economies that have adopted a full or partial prohibition on forced labor trade, and a 12.5% for those other economies. The proposal comes after the US Supreme Court struck down most of Donald Trump's Liberation Day tariffs earlier this year, leaving a 10% global baseline in place. The administration has since turned to Section 301, which authorizes the president to impose levies to counter unfair foreign trade practices harming the U.S. Politico reports that Quant is taking over as the European Parliament's default search engine. Starting tomorrow, the Parliament will replace Google with the French search engine as the default search tool on in-house computers, according to an internal communication seen by Politico. Quant will replace Google as the default search engine in the European Parliament computers, officials told lawmakers in that email. The change is being made in line with the Parliament's commitment to digital sovereignty and the protection of users' personal data. The search engine switch comes as Brussels doubles down on its push for tech sovereignty. The European Commission will today unveil its long-awaited tech sovereignty package aimed at reducing dependence on foreign technology providers and boosting European alternatives. The email described Quant as a privacy-focused European search engine designed to avoid tracking users or collecting personal data. Founded in 2013, Quant markets itself as a privacy-first alternative to Google. Barry O'Halloran and the Irish Times reports that builders are still waiting for the state to seek bids for big infrastructure projects meant to tackle mounting problems in housing, transport and water supply, says a leading industry body. The government has pledged to spend 270 billion euros redeveloping the Republic's transport, water and energy networks to boost house building and meet the demands of a growing population and economy. But the government has not delivered on its promise to centrally coordinate a sequence of big projects for which builders can bid, which threatens to slow critical infrastructure development, according to the Construction Industry Federation boss Andrew Brownlee.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.